This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening. There is a cliffhanger developing on Capitol Hill. The nuclear deal negotiated with Iran may have suffered a significant setback. While Republican presidential candidates were out railing against the president at a surprisingly highly rated debate last night that we'll talk about in just a moment, President Obama was taking the biggest hit from a member of his own party. Influential Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York says he will vote against the Iran nuclear agreement when Congress takes up a disapproval measure later this month. Can Schumer lure enough Democrats to join him to overcome a White House veto the president has promised if Congress votes against the Iran deal? Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Can this Schumer end up turning the Iran deal into a train wreck?
It's certainly a risk for the White House, and this was definitely a setback. It's important to point out right off the top that in addition to saying that he will vote to disapprove, a Schumer aide told me afterward that he would also vote to override. You got to differentiate between those two things because some members of Congress already have been parsing those two votes. I might vote against the deal, but I wouldn't vote to override and undermine the president. Schumer is not in that camp. John, look, Chuck Schumer's vote was being very closely watched here. He's the leading pro-Israel voice in Congress, Jewish Democratic senator from New York. He's also the next Democratic leader of the Senate, and potentially a future majority leader. At the same time, he's vehemently pro-White House. He's pro-Obama and has stood to back them up in messaging and votes for years. So that's why everybody was watching his vote closely. The fact that Schumer's going to come out against this potentially gives lots of other Democratic members who haven't declared their position yet going into August the cover they need to vote against the deal if that's what they want to do. However, Schumer did say in his statement, this is his position, he's not going to whip and he's not going to twist arms. He says it's a vote of conscience. So that's a plus for the White House if Chuck Schumer means it and he's not going to use pressure tactics to win other Democrats over to his side. They could still prevent a 67 vote threshold here.
Is it possible that Schumer is counting the votes and that he sort of figures that there's not going to be an override vote here, that even if he votes with the overriders, that his sort of vote of conscience is safe here and that the president will still get his nuclear deal and that Schumer can look forward to other things that he might aspire to, like being governor of New York?
Of course it's possible. I mean, every senator and every leading senator counts votes often before they publicly decide what they're going to do, and those outcomes are important. It's very possible that Chuck Schumer knows that or thinks that, but again, half of Democrats haven't publicly declared their positions. Last night when this news came out during the Republican debate, liberals and some former White House aides reacted strongly and bitterly against Chuck Schumer. MoveOn.org, a powerful liberal fundraiser, said cut off fundraising to Chuck Schumer. People like Jon Favreau, Barack Obama's former speechwriter, Dan Pfeiffer, former White House communications director, took to Twitter attacking Schumer and said he can't be Democratic leader of the Senate when he undermines the Democratic president in this way. Whether other Democrats jump on board with this anti-Schumer position, I think remains to be seen. It probably doesn't undermine his chances of being Democratic leader. He's got a great deal of goodwill in that caucus for many, many other reasons. But it's certainly a setback for the White House.
Chuck Schumer says no to the Obama-Iran deal. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You got it, John.